You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you. I love dildos and butt plugs too. I'd sit on a bowling pin if a straight guy told me to. Ooh. No lube, baby, no lube.
No lube?
Just give me a little spit.
Oh,
on
yeah.
A hole. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Ooh!
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. Production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it is Saturday night, October 16th, 2021. I hope you and your loved ones are all safe and sound. Things are going pretty well with me today. I've been very busy on the website today. Put up a lot of content. Got a lot going up tonight, too, and tomorrow. So, strap in, everybody. Let's see. Yeah, that's about it. So, one big development over the last couple of weeks in terms of ongoing stories on the website involves Nick, who has been a fixture on the website for the last 2 years. More than 2 years now, and his faggots. So, if you've been paying attention to the website today at all, you'll notice that I published an article about Master Kyler, who is Master Matt's friend from his soccer team. And Master Kyler is a straight alpha male. He's never even thought about using or owning a faggot. You know, 4 weeks ago, it would never cross his mind, okay? And now, things have changed for him significantly. And it involves Nick's faggots, his two faggots, Yule and Ollie, who were owned by him, okay? So what happened was Master Matt talked Master Kyler into having them come over to his house for a dinner that the faggots would make for him. So Master Matt brought his two faggots, Jeremy and Tommy, and he also brought Nick's two faggots, Yule and Ollie. So four faggots over to Master Kyler's condo for a dinner. And the faggots made a really nice dinner, like a spicy curry of some kind. And, you know, it was a very impressive dinner. Master Kyler was quite, you know, taken aback by the service and stuff. And afterwards, they had a worship session. This is something that Master Matt loves to do. He loves to have his faggots, you know, kneel down and at his feet and worship his feet and worship his cock and worship his body, okay? Now, Master Kyler has never had anything like this before, okay? And so they had the faggots undress them, and then they sat down on the couch, and Yule and Ollie began worshiping Master Kyler's feet, and Tommy and Jeremy were worshiping Master Matt's feet. And they began to, you know, worship them and stuff. And then Master Kyler took Yule and Ollie into his bedroom because he was going to try and fuck them for the first time. He's never fucked a faggot before. So Master Matt left, took his faggots back to his house and fucked them, okay? course, Master Matt, is unstoppable. He will breed anything, anywhere, at any time. But anyway, so Master Kyler, the two faggots hopped up on the bed, pussies in the air, and Master Kyler started fucking them. And he fucked a load into both, to each faggot, one load each. And then after he was finished fucking them, the faggots turned around and sucked his dick clean, which blew his mind, okay? There's no straight alpha that experiences that from a female that's not getting paid, you know, porn prices. But a faggot will do that instinctively. You know, it's just something that we feel is correct. You know, it's almost in our genetic programming that we honor an alpha's cock by cleaning it after they're done fucking us. And so they cleaned his cock and it blew his mind, you know. So Master Kyler had them stay overnight. So this is his first time. He's fucked a faggot, or any faggot. Now he's fucked two faggots at the same time. And then he had them stay over, and he had them sleep in his bed with him. Of course, now this is a straight alpha male, okay? Like, he's probably never slept in a bed with another guy, unless he was drunk, you know, and passed out. Since he was a kid, you know, and he had these two faggots sleep with him. And when he woke up the next morning, Ollie was licking on his balls. Okay. And needless to say, that got Master Kyler's attention. Okay. So the faggots went back home. And they promised they were going to bring lunch, make lunch for him and bring him lunch. And, so Master Kyler returned from the gym and went and took a shower, and Ollie made lunch, got lunch prepared. And, Yule, who is a giant cum slut of a faggot, got on the bed naked, pussy in the air. So Master Kyler came out of the shower. There was Yule ready to be fucked. And so Master Kyler fucked a load into him, you know. And then Master Kyler ate lunch. And then Ollie, who was just wearing nothing but a little thong and a t-shirt, was prancing around. And Master Kyler decided he was going to take the faggot, okay? And so he took Ollie and fucked him too, again, you know, pumped another load into him. Now, that's kind of a prelude to what I'm going to get into here, because, first of all, what those faggots did is they awakened the alpha in Master Kyler. He was an alpha before, okay, but now suddenly there's a new kind of destiny about him, and a new kind of power rising up inside of him. And he looked at the situation with Nick's faggots. Now, of course, Nick, you know, I've complained on this podcast and I've complained on the website about Nick abandoning his faggots and how shameful that is that he did that. The faggots haven't hardly seen him in the last 2 weeks. Master Jin has tried to contact Nick multiple times. He doesn't return his phone calls. He's not talking to Master Matt. He's left his faggots alone in his condo. You know, I don't know what is gone wrong with him, but he doesn't deserve those faggots. Those faggots deserve a man who can have some integrity. And I'm really still just devastated by the failure, the complete failure of Nick in this situation. But Master Kyler and Master Matt looked at the situation and said, that cannot stand. You know, there are two useful, loyal, dedicated faggots basically left alone by themselves. Not to say that they can't, you know, take care of themselves. They can, but they don't have an owner. They don't have a master, and they want one. They want to serve, you know. It's like leaving a plant alone for a couple of weeks and without any water, you know. And so they have decided that Master Kyler is going to take possession of Nick's faggots. Apparently Sunday, Master Kyler is going to get a truck and he's going to move the faggots into his condo. And I guess, you know, what I want to say with this podcast is that this is what alphas do. They come to the rescue. They stand up for what's right, even against their own brothers. You know, Master Kyler and Master Matt recognize that Nick is completely failing in his responsibilities as just a man, okay? And they're going to make it right by taking those faggots and giving them a new purpose. And I commend them for that. These faggots, Yule and Ollie, are two excellent faggots who deserve better treatment than that. And they recognize that too. And I thank them endlessly for that. And this is why it's one of the many reasons why I worship alphas, because they are our policemen. They're our counselors. They are our gods, you know. They stand up for the weak and help the broken. The good ones do. And clearly, I mean, I knew that Master Matt was a good one, okay? Master Kyler is showing something very special in him by what he's doing. And I just want to tell them and everybody in the world that this is how an alpha is supposed to be. You know, and when we talk about alphahood, we always kind of talk about it in terms of the fucking or the, you know, the cash raping or whatever, you know, muscle worship, you know, or like leather daddies and chains and shit like that. But real alphahood is what happens day to day on the ground by example, by standing up as a man, as a perfected version of a man, and leading by example. Understanding that the worship that you receive is what you give back in the world, you know, or what you offer to the world in terms of your example, you know. And I'm so grateful that Master Kyler wants to take on this new responsibility. And it is, you know, owning a faggot, or two faggots in this case, is a responsibility, you know, and it's totally foreign territory to him. You know, he recognizes this. He's actually approaching it in a very humble way. You know, he's saying, I've got a lot to learn about owning faggots I don't know. You know, and I keep directing him to Master Matt because Master Matt has become a great owner of faggots, you know. And, but Master Kyler is wanting to try to take it on, you know. He wants to learn how to cage a faggot or to, you know, keep a faggot clean and, you know, care for the faggot's needs, you know, much the way you would learn how to take care of your favorite dog, you know. These are responsibilities that are not maybe natural to a man, a straight man, but they can be learned traits and they can yield positive value for the man's life. And the fact that Master Kyler is willing to try, he's willing to try because he recognizes that what Nick has done is wrong and he wants to make it right. Of course he's going to he's going to receive value, you know, he's going to own two faggots that are going to suck his cock on command. He can fuck anytime he wants. They're going to clean and cook and everything else. All that stuff's coming his way now. All that worship, everything is coming his way. But underlying all of it is the sense of right and wrong about these two faggots have been abandoned for no reason at all, except for weakness and stupidity on the part of Nick. And he wants to stand up as a man, an alpha man, and make it right. This is why I call alphas the superheroes of our world. Master Kyler is one of those superheroes. And so I just wanted to stop and take a moment to appreciate what Master Kyler has done here. Those two faggots are going to be very well taken care of, and they're going to be very happy serving a man like that. I guarantee you. Anyway, that's all I got really for tonight. There's a bunch of stories that are coming out that are going to really blow your mind. Tomorrow I'm probably going to talk about alpha faggot marriage again because it's happening again, okay? So hang on for that. But in the meantime, I guess have a good night and I'll talk to you possibly tomorrow, okay? Take care.